Well, it's wonderful to see everybody. This has been a long term in the making, not just the first 99, but just planning this event, and it's wonderful to see so many old and new faces, and we have a really packed and hopefully stimulating agenda for everybody today. I want to start by saying we're going to skip two of our traditions, one of which is going around the room and having everybody introduce themselves. And the second is my long and witty introduction about each of the speakers. We have a packed agenda, so what we've done is we have the bios of each of the speakers in the folder that you have. And we also have all of you in there as well, sorted two different ways. We thought this would be helpful, one by last name and one by organization, so you can quickly figure out who's here and who you want to tackle during the breaks and over lunch, which is the only reason for going around the room anyway. So we figured we would facilitate that. The other thing that I wanted to do, though, to get things started in lieu of going around the room is I want to do a quick show of hands poll on a few questions so we can get a better feeling of who's in the room in relation to the roundtables that we've been running for forever. So if I could just see a show of hands first of how many people have attended at least 10 restructuring roundtables of the first 100. Okay. How about 25? Okay. Good, good, good. I'm not going any higher than that. But what I did want to know is how many people is this their first restructuring roundtable? Okay, so good. Welcome our newcomers, so that we always want fresh blood, fresh ideas. A couple of other questions. We have here all of our sponsors nicely laid out in a new banner for our 100th restructuring roundtable. We have a few new sponsors, but I'd like to know how many people in the audience are from organizations that are sponsors? Great. Okay. And then I also wanted to know how many people who have ever attended one of our planning lunches to help us plan the agendas and identify speakers. So who's put the work in here? Thank you all. Okay. And then lastly, I just wanted to know who has ever worked for a state, local, or federal government agency?
Oh, well, put them up.
A lot of policy wants. Okay, great. So for those of you who are joining us for the first time, and to remind those of you who have been here many times, the Restructuring Roundtable has had, an interesting and unique history in Massachusetts and New England, and I just wanted to remind people from where we came before we figure out where we're going, which is that the roundtable originally literally started as a very small group of stakeholders in Massachusetts that got together to negotiate the restructuring roundtable principles that were then submitted to the, at then it was still the DPU, I think, and started that original negotiating group.